From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Law enforcement officers from across the country are honoring a Colorado State Patrol trooper who was killed last week. They were among hundreds in attendance at a memorial service for trooper Jamie Jerzovics, who investigators say was killed after a vehicle struck her. Authorities say the driver was a retired Army colonel suspected of drinking. The vast majority of Republican state lawmakers recently sent a letter asking Governor John Hickenlooper to block Syrian refugees from coming to the state. But as Benta Berkland reports, some Republicans refused.
Republican State Senator Larry Crowder of Alamosa says Colorado and the country should not change the refugee resettlement program in the wake of the Paris attacks. He was one of 10 Republicans not to sign the letter. He says politicians are reacting with fear.
When you talk about a people that drop everything that they had and run for their lives, what we need to do is start realizing what our responsibility as a world citizen is.
Legislation is currently making its way through the U.S. Congress to pause Syrian refugees from entering the U.S. Colorado's Democratic Congressman Jared Polis joined with the GOP to support the bill. Meanwhile, Governor Hickenlooper says he's comfortable with the two-year vetting process. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Federal officials say no charges will be filed against a hunter who killed a protected gray wolf in Colorado after mistaking it for a coyote. The Fish and Wildlife Service says an investigation concluded the hunter didn't intend to kill a wolf. The hunter reported the incident to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.